When Royce returned to the Rose and Thorn, he found Hadrian still seated at the same table, only he was no longer alone. Beside him sat a small figure hooded in a dark cloak. Hadrian sat comfortably. Either the person sitting next to him was safe, or he was too drunk to care.
Take it up with Royce when he gets here.
Hadrian looked up.
Ah! Perfect timing.
Are you from...
Royce stopped as he sat down and saw the face beneath the hood.
I do believe that this is the first time I've ever surprised you, Royce.
Oh, no. That's not true. You caught him way off guard when we were hanging in your dungeon, and you asked us to kidnap your brother. That was much more unpredictable. Trust me.
That seems a lifetime ago.
Oh, she has a job for you, Royce.
For us, you mean?
I told you.
Hadrian looked at him, but allowed a glance at the princess as well.
I'm retired.
Royce ignored him.
What's been decided?
Ulrich wants to make contact with Gaunt and his nationalists. He feels, as the rest of us do, that if we can coordinate our efforts, we can create a formidable assault. Also, an alliance with the nationalists could very well be the advantage we need to persuade Trent to enter the war on our side.
Oh, I expected as much, but did you have to deliver this information yourself? Don't you trust your messengers?
One can never be too careful. Besides, I'm coming with you.
What?
I knew you'd love that part.
Hadrian grinned with the delight of a man blessed with immunity.
I am the ambassador of Melengar, and this is a diplomatic mission. Events are transpiring rapidly, and negotiations may need to be altered to suit the situation. I've got to go, because neither of you can speak for the kingdom. This meeting will likely determine whether or not Melengar survives another year. I hope you understand the necessity of having me along.
Royce considered the proposal for a few minutes.
You and your brother understand I can't guarantee your safety.
Arista nodded.
You also understand that between now and the time we reach Gaunt, you'll be required to obey Adrian and myself, and you won't be provided any special treatment because of your station.
I expect none. However, it must also be understood that I'm Ulrich's representative and, as such, speak with his voice. So, where safety and methods are concerned, you're granted authority and I'll follow your direction. But as far as overall mission goals are concerned, I reserve the right to redirect or extend the mission if necessary.
And do you also possess the power to guarantee additional payment for additional services?
I do.
I now pronounce you client and escort.
As for you, you better have some coffee.
I'm not going, Royce.
What's this all about?
Royce scowled and shook his head at her.
Don't shut her up.
Hadrian turned to the princess.
I've officially resigned from Rhaera. We're divorced. Royce is single now.
Really? What will you do?
He's going to sober up and get his gear.
Royce, listen to me. I mean it. I'm not going. There is nothing you can say to change my mind.
Oh, yes, there is.
What? Have you come up with another fancy philosophical argument? It's not going to work. I told you, I'm done. It's over. I'm not kidding. I've had it.
Hadrian watched his partner suspiciously. Royce simply looked back with a smug expression. At last, Hadrian relented.
Okay, what is it? I'm curious now. What do you think you could possibly say to change my mind?
Royce hesitated a moment, glancing uncomfortably at Arista, then met Hadrian's eyes.
Because I'm asking you to, as a favor. After this mission, if you still feel the same way, I won't fight you, and we can part as friends. But I'm asking you now, as my friend, to please come with me just one last time.
Just then, the barmaid arrived at the table.
Another round?
Hadrian did not look at her. He continued to stare at Royce, then bowed his head.
Apparently not. I guess I'll take a cup of coffee, strong and black.